哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家安息日平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with all the brothers and sisters on the Sabbath day.
愿主耶稣的恩典能够常常与我们每个人同在。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with us always.
在今天的安息日当中，我们要用利未记的第一章来做彼此学习的内容。
For the Sabbath day this morning, we want to use chapter 1 of the book of Leviticus for mutual learning.
我们请翻到利未记的第一章。
Let us turn to Leviticus chapter 1.
利未记第一章的第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
利未记第一章第一节。
Leviticus chapter 1, verse 1.
神从会幕中呼叫摩西对他说，你晓谕以色列人说，你们中间若有人献供物给神，要从牛群、羊群中献牲畜为供物。第三节，他的供物若以牛为燔祭，就要在会幕门口献一只没有残疾的公牛，可以在神面前蒙悦纳。第四节，他要按手在燔祭牲的头上，燔祭便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。第五节，他要在神面前宰公牛，亚伦的子孙做祭司的要奉上血，将血洒在会幕门口坛的周围。第六节，那人要剥去燔祭牲的皮，把燔祭牲切成筷子。第七，祭司亚伦的子孙要把火放在坛上，把柴摆在火上。第八节，亚伦子孙做祭司的要把肉块和头并脂油摆在坛上火的柴上。第九节，但燔祭的脏腑与腿要用水洗，祭司就要把这一切放在坛上，当作燔祭献与神为馨香的火祭。在这里是利未记的开始。
This is the beginning of the book of Leviticus.
也是圣经当中对五大祭的记载。
This is also a recording of the one of the five great offerings.
很多时候当我们在阅读圣经，
a lot of times when we are reading the Bible,
常常到了利未记就读不下去了。
When we reach the book of Leviticus, we can no longer go further.
所以有人说创世纪没问题。
So people would say Genesis is no problem.
出埃及记往前进。
And in the book of Exodus, you go forward.
但是到了利未记就全军覆没了。
But by the time you reach the book of Leviticus, you have been completely defeated.
因为很多人虽然他们立志要把圣经读过一次。
Because although a lot of people make the goal of reading the Bible once,
就像我们现在是2019年的年初。
Just like right now, it is the beginning of 2019.
说不定我们在座就有人就立下心志，要把圣经从头到尾把它看一次。
Maybe some of us have made a resolution to read the Bible from beginning to end.
创世纪很多故事很精彩。
And Genesis has a lot of stories that is very exciting.
出埃及记很多神迹很感动。
In the book of Exodus, there are many signs and miracles that it's very moving.
但是一到利未记就挣扎不已，然后走不下去了。
But when we reach Leviticus, we start struggling and we cannot continue anymore.
因为利未记当中所记载的是他们许多繁琐的仪式条文。
Because what is recorded in Leviticus is a very detailed account of their regulations and their laws.
不管是开头的五大祭或后来的七节期，
whether it's the five main offerings in the beginning or the seven feasts later on,
或者是摩西律法当中各项的礼仪规矩跟洁净，
or maybe all the ceremonial and sanitary laws of the laws of Moses.
第一，我们觉得看起来很繁琐。
First of all, we see that it is very tiresome to read this.
第二，我们觉得这好像跟我没有任何的关系。
And secondly, we feel like this has nothing to do with us.
但是其实旧约就是新约的影子。
But the Old Testament is the shadow of the New Testament.
从旧约当中就能够看到新约神对他的子民的期望跟要求。
From the Old Testament, we can see what God's expectation and hope is for his people.
所以我们千万不要轻忽了圣经当中的任何一卷。
So let us not look lightly upon any book of the Bible.
那我们今天安息日就从这里的献燔祭的规矩来做我们信仰上的学习。
So on the Sabbath day, we will look at the teaching of burnt offering, as a teaching for our faith.
我们看回来利未记的第一章。
Let us turn back to Leviticus chapter 1.
利未记第一章讲到神对摩西说。
Leviticus chapter 1 says that God told Moses,
说你们中间若有人要献供物给神，就要献牛群、羊群中的牲畜为供物。
God wanted Moses to tell the children of Israel, if any one of them wants to bring an offering to the Lord, they shall bring an offering of the livestock.
所以当神对摩西讲到以色列人的规矩，
So when it comes to God telling Moses to tell the Israelites their laws and regulations,
他一开始第一个讲的就是献祭。
The very first thing that God told Moses to say is an offering.
这是给你我今天信仰路上的一个提醒。
This is a reminder for us on our journey of faith.
信仰的路开端就在献祭。
The beginning of the journey of faith is with our offering and sacrifice.
献祭的目的就是在得洁净，能够在神眼中成为圣洁。
The purpose of the offering is to be sanctified and be clean before God's eyes.
所以其实整个利未记它的主轴就一直环绕着圣洁这个观念。
So the entire book of Leviticus revolves around the concept of holiness.
在利未记当中，光圣洁这个字就用了78次。
In the book of Leviticus, the word holy is used 78 times.
就是告诉我们基督徒的生活，基督徒的目标就是追求在神眼中的圣洁。
And this tells us that the life of a Christian, the purpose of a Christian is to pursue holiness before the Lord.
要能够得到圣洁，就是要在神眼前献祭开始。
And to be holy in front of God, we need to make an offering before God.
所以在这里告诉我们，从第二节开始啊。
So starting from verse 2,
他说，你小谕以色列人。
God says, speak to the children of Israel.
你们中间若有人要献供物给神啊。
When any one of you brings an offering to the Lord,
这一句话非常重要哦。
This phrase is very important.
因为燔祭跟后面的赎罪祭跟赎愆祭不太一样。
Because the burnt offering is different from the sin offering and the trespass offering later.
因为后面的赎罪跟赎愆是你必须要做的。
Because the sin offering and the trespass offering are required offerings.
你做错事情，你要付出代价。
If you do anything wrong, you have to pay the price.
你犯罪了，你必须要求神赦免。
If you commit sin, you have to ask God for forgiveness.
所以后面的祭它本身是一种强制的要求。
So the latter offerings are a required offering that they have to do.
但是这里燔祭却不是这样。
But the burnt offering is not like this.
燔祭是五大祭第一个被提出来的。
The burnt offering is the first offering mentioned of the five main offerings.
为什么它是第一个被提出来的呢？
Why is it the first offering mentioned?
因为这是神对我们期望最高的一个祭。
Because this is the offering that God has the highest expectations of us.
这个祭不是因为要求。
This is not an offering that is required.
这个祭不是因为诫命。
This is not an offering because it's a command.
这个祭不是因为你必须要付出代价。
This is not an offering where we must pay a price.
不是因为你做错了要求神赦免。
It is not because we have done wrong and we're asking God for forgiveness.
第一祭说，因为你愿意主动来到神面前乐意的奉献。
The first offering says that this is an offering if we are willing to come before God.
使得这第一祭跟后面的观念非常的不同。
So this first offering has a very different concept from the other four offerings.
因为这个献祭的人觉得自己有需要。
Because the person making the offering feels that he has a need to do this.
他觉得说，主啊，我不够完全，我要在你面前继续努力。
He feels that he is incomplete before God and he must strive even more before God.
主啊，我有需要你的帮助，所以我来到你面前，我在你面前屈膝。
That Lord, because I need your help, I come and lay prostrate before you.
主啊，我的内心当中有亏欠，求你赦免我的软弱。
Lord, because I have fallen short in my heart, I come to you to ask you to help me with my weakness.
他并不是在律法中的规定要求下必须要这样做。
He did not come and do this because it is required by the law.
而是从内心当中主动愿意的来亲近神，得着完全。
But from the bottom of his heart, he was willing to come forward to God to ask God for help.
我们来看诗篇的第四十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 42.
诗篇的四十二篇。
Psalm number 42.
诗篇四十二篇的第一节
，Psalm number 42, verse 1，
第一节
，verse 1，
神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。第二节
，verse 2，
我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？在这里，作诗的人这样告诉我们。
Here the psalmist tells us.
他说：“我的心渴望神，希望来到神的面前。
That my soul thirsts for God. My soul wants to come before God.
不是为了要完成要求，不是因为要达到条件。
It is not because I'm required or because I'm trying to meet some sort of condition.
而是因为我的内心深处渴望神，追求神，想要来到神的面前。
But the depth of my heart desires for God, thirsts for God, and wants to come before God.
因为心态的不同
because different in mindset.
所以到最后结果也完全不同
The difference in mindset makes the end also different.
所以人的态度决定他信仰的高度
So a person'sattitude determines the level of their faith.
哦，所以在这里第一个告诉我们的。
So the first thing it tells us here.
他说，如果有人愿意，他能够来到神的面前，主动的献燔祭。
It says when anyone is willing to come before God, proactively to offer a burnt offering to God.
而这样的献祭要额外得到神的祝福跟神的接纳。
Then this offering will receive the acceptance of God and also blessings.
啊，但是在这里有继续给我们一个要求跟条件。
But it continues to tell us a condition and requirement.
我们看第三节。
Let us read verse 3.
第三节说，他的公物若以牛为燔祭，就要在神面前啊，就要在会幕门口献一只没有残疾的公牛。我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
人的公物若以绵羊或山羊为燔祭，就要献上没有残疾的公羊。我们看第十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
人奉给神的公物若以鸟为燔祭，就要献斑鸠或是雏鸽为公物。在这里讲到你要来到神面前献燔祭。
Here it talks about we need to come before God and offer a burnt offering.
啊，但是这献燔祭却有它的规矩跟它的要求。
If we want to offer a burnt offering, there are still a way and the rules concerning the burnt offering.
啊，虽然是你主动来献祭。
Even though it is coming from your own free will.
啊，但是主动献祭一样要按照神的吩咐跟规矩。
Even though it is coming out of your own willingness, you still have to follow the way that God has set.
你可以献牛。
You can offer a cattle.
你可以献羊。
You can offer a goat.
你也可以献斑鸠或是雏鸽。
You can also offer a turtle dove or young pigeon.
啊，这些的奉献是按照你的能力来献上你力所及的，你做得到的。
These different types of offerings are based on your ability, what you are able to offer.
啊，但是神对摩西说
，But God told Moses,
他所悦纳的祭物就只有这三种啦。
The offering that he will accept are only these three types.
就是牛或羊或是斑鸠和雏鸽。
And that is of the herd of sheep or goats or turtle doves or young pigeons.
虽然是你主动在奉献。
Even though you are the one who are willing to make this offering.
虽然是你来到神面前你做了牺牲。
Even though you are the one coming before God and making the sacrifice.
但是一样奉献要按照神所吩咐的规矩。
But when you make the offering, you have to follow the rules and the way that God has set.
你不能讲说，哎，今天是我来献祭耶。
You can't say to God, I'm the one making the offering.
哦，是我拿出来的。
I'm the one who is giving out and bringing these things.
我就喜欢献长颈鹿啊。
So I want to make an offering of a giraffe.
我喜欢献乌龟啊。
I want to make an offering of a turtle.
反正 是我拿出来，我爱怎么做我就怎么做啊。
I'm the one making the sacrifice, so I should be able to do whatever I want.
他说这样的祭物神是不接受、不悦纳的。
But this type of offering will not be accepted by God.
所以在这里圣经提醒我们。
So the Bible reminds us here.
当你我今天来到神的面前，参与圣工有所付出。
When we come before God and we participate in His holy work and we put forth our effort.
你有心，你积极，你愿意，你牺牲。
If we have the heart, if we are very proactive and we're willing to make sacrifices.
但是更重要的是，你要按照规矩来行啊。
But more importantly, we have to do it according to God's way.
我们来看出埃及记的第二十五章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记的二十五章。
Exodus chapter 25.
二十五章的第一节。
25 verse 1.
出埃及记的二十五章第一节
Exodus 25 verse 1
神晓谕摩西说你告诉以色列人当为我送礼物来凡甘心乐意的你们就可以收下归我第三节
verse 3
所要收的礼物就是金银铜蓝色紫色朱红色线细麻山羊毛染红的公羊皮海狗皮皂荚木第六节 点灯的油并做膏油和香的香料红玛瑙和别样的宝石可以镶嵌在以弗德和胸牌上在这里神吩咐摩西要为他造会幕
In this passage, God instructs Moses to build a tabernacle.
这是以色列当中的大事
This is a great thing among the Israelites.
来为神建造他居住的会所
To build a dwelling place for God.
所以以色列人当中他们非常的兴奋
So the Israelites are very excited.
也有许多人想要参与这样伟大的事工
And many people want to participate in this great work.
但是要参与这样的事工有一些要求跟条件
But if you want to participate in this work, there are some requirements.
这里神对摩西说
Here God said to Moses,
说凡甘心乐意的你就把它收下来
God said to Moses, from everyone who gives it willingly from his heart, you shall take my offering.
意思就是如果献的不甘心给的不乐意那就不要啦
In other words, if a person does not give it willingly and does not give from his heart, God does not want it.
因为只有甘心乐意的奉献才会得到神的喜悦
Because only the offering that is given willingly from their heart is accepted by God.
但是甘心乐意并不是唯一的条件
But to give willingly from our heart is not the only requirement.
接下来神就给了摩西一条他接受的奉献的要求。
And after this, we see God give Moses a list of the different requirements that he would accept as offerings.
就是金银铜。
And he says gold, silver, and bronze.
还有其他不同颜色的线。
Different colors of linen.
他说只有符合这一章神所列出来的条件，摩西才会收下来。
Only the offerings that comply with this list that God gave would Moses accept.
不管你奉献什么。
So it doesn't matter what you have offered.
也不管你奉献的价值再大。
And it doesn't matter how valuable is the thing you are offering.
如果不在这一章神所吩咐的条件当中。
If it is not listed among all the things that God has requested here,
摩西就不收，神也不接纳。
Then Moses would not take it, God would also not accept it.
神说我要金银铜。
God says, I want gold, silver, and bronze.
你说我就喜欢拿钻石。
And you might say, I like diamonds.
我这个比较贵耶。
Diamonds are more expensive.
我这个比较结实哦，比较坚硬哦。
It's more durable and harder.
你看哦，还会亮哎，还会闪哦，哇，你看多漂亮啊。
It even sparkles and shines.
在人眼中的价值，在神眼中不见得是有价值。
But what is valuable in man's eyes is not necessarily valuable in God's eyes.
不符合神的规矩跟要求，这种奉献就没有意义，也不蒙悦纳。
If it doesn't meet God's requirements, this sort of offering is not accepted.
所以这是给你我今天在侍奉上的一个提醒。
So this is a reminder for us when we serve today.
做圣工从来不是我想要做什么。
When we do holy work, it is never determined by what we want to do.
而是神要我做什么。
But whether what God wants us to do.
我们来看一下阿摩斯书。
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
我们看阿摩斯书的第四章。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 4.
阿摩斯书的第四章。
Amos chapter 4.
第四节
Verse 4
第四节
Verse 4
以色列人啊任你们往伯特利去犯罪到吉甲加增罪过每日早晨献上你们的祭物每三日奉上你们的十分之一第五节
5
任你们献有效的感谢祭把甘心祭宣传报告给众人因为这是你们所喜爱的这是神说的在这里呢阿摩斯先知责备当时候的百姓
In this passage, the prophet Amos rebuked the people at the time.
我们看他这里哦，以色列百姓他们拜神拜得非常虔诚。
When we look at the passage here, we see that the Israelites were very zealous in worshiping God.
跑到伯特利，跑到吉甲，长途跋涉去拜神去献祭。
They come all the way to Bethel and Gilgal and travel great distances just to worship God.
而且每日早晨献祭物，而且常常献上十分之一。
And they make sacrifices every morning and often offer their tithe.
又献感谢祭又献甘心祭
They offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving and also a freewill offering.
在我们看来这是非常了不起的表现跟榜样。
From our human perspective, this seems to be a very great work that they're doing.
但是这样子的努力这样的追求却没有得到神的赞美跟没有得到神的称赞跟奖赏。
But this sort of effort and pursuit was not praised by God.
反而被神所责备。
Instead, they were rebuked by God.
为什么呢?
And why did they?
为什么这么努力，神却没有赞美他们?
Why is it that they strive so hard, but God did not praise them?
为什么付出这么多，却没有办法得到神的喜悦?
Why is it that they made so much effort, but God was not pleased?
因为这里说，这是你们喜爱的。
Because God says here, for this you love.
他们不管做什么事情
No matter what they did.
都是做自己高兴做自己喜欢做自己方便
They did only what pleased themselves, what they loved, what was convenient for them.
却从来没有去问说这是神喜爱的吗这是神要求的吗这是神悦纳的献祭吗
They never asked whether this is something that God is pleased with. This is something that God is required.Or this is something that God will accept.
所以虽然做了很多
So even though they did a lot,
却完全不蒙悦纳
None of it was accepted.
所以这是给你我今天在教会参与事工的一个提醒
So this is a reminder for us when we participate in holy work in the church.
利未记第一章的献燔祭中告诉我们
In the burnt offering recorded in Leviticus chapter 1,
你主动乐意献祭是一件美事
It is a good thing for you to be willing to offer a sacrifice.
但是你要按照神所要求的吩咐规矩来行，才能够蒙祝福得悦纳。
But you have to do it according to the way that God has instructed, then it will be accepted.
我们看回来，利未记的第一章第三节。
So let us turn back to Leviticus chapter 1 verse 3.
第一章第三节。
Chapter 1 verse 3.
他的供物若以牛为燔祭，就要在会幕门口献一只没有残疾的公牛，可以在神面前蒙悦纳。第四节
Verse 4.
他要按手在燔祭牲的头上，燔祭便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。第五节
Verse 5.
他要在神面前宰公牛，亚伦的子孙做祭司的要奉上血，把血洒在会幕门口坛的周围第六节
Six.
那人要剥去燔祭牲的皮把燔祭牲切成筷子在这里有告诉我们献燔祭的步骤跟要求
It tells us here the steps and requirements of offering a burnt offering
我们有时候会觉得啊他这样记载的如此的繁琐到底跟你我今天有什么关系呢
Sometimes we may feel that Why is it recorded in such detail, and what does it have to do with us today?
因为今天我们已经不再献牛羊为祭物给神。
Because today we no longer offer cattle or goats to God.
所以有人讲说啊，旧约哦，看一看不看也没有关系啦。
And some people will say it doesn't matter whether you read the Old Testament or not.
甚至有人讲说啊，旧约都是过去的，不重要，我们只要看新约就可以啦。
And some people might even say the Old Testament is not important; it is a past. We only look at the New.
其实这个是在学习道理上的一种无知啊。
But this is a sort of ignorance we have when we're learning the Bible.
神既然把新旧约都给了你我。
Since God has given us both the Old and the New Testament,
神所做的事情绝对不可能是没有意义的，没有价值的。
The things that God has done will not be meaningless and insignificant.
所以虽然这个献祭的内容记载的非常的繁琐
So even though the steps of making an offering is recorded in a lot of detail.
但是这些详细的内容都是给你我今天行走天路的一个教训跟提醒。
But this detailed account are reminders for us as we walk on our heavenly journey today.
因为圣经里面告诉我们
，Because the Bible tells us，
他说你我要将身心献上，当作活祭。
We have to offer our heart and our soul as a living sacrifice.
我们来看一下罗马书的第十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书的第十二章的第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
罗马书的十二章一节
Romans chapter 12 verse 1
所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然在这里保罗特别的提醒我们
Here Paul especially reminds us
说今天的你我也是继续的在神面前献祭
That today you and I continue to make sacrifices before God
只是旧约的以色列人他们是以牛羊斑鸠雏鸽来献上
Even though in the Old Testament the Israelites offer sacrifices of cows, sheep, and turtle doves
啊，但是今天的你我却是把自己献上当作活祭来得神的喜悦。
But today, you and I offer ourselves up as a living sacrifice that is acceptable to God.
所以旧约立位记的献祭规矩
So all the rules and regulations concerning offerings in the Old Testament
就是今天你我献上自己当作活祭的要求跟方法
becomes the rules and the way that we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
所以我们要怎么样献上自己当作活祭，得到神的悦纳呢
？So how do we present ourselves as a living sacrifice to be accepted by God?
第三节这里说，你要献上一只没有残疾的公牛。
In Leviticus 1:3, it says we have to offer a burnt offering of the herd that is without blemish.
第十节也告诉我们，你要献上一只没有残疾的公羊。
In verse 10, it also says we need to bring a male sheep or goat without blemish.
所以从献祭的开始，它的第一个要求。
So from the sacrifice, the first requirement
就是要把那个最好的、最美的、没有残缺的献上。
And that is, we have to offer.That very best, the one that is without blemish.
它背后的精神是什么
？And what is the spirit behind this?
它的背后精神就是你要尊重献祭，你要敬畏神。
The spirit behind this is that we have to respect the sacrifice. We have to fear God.
在你所重视的事情上面
，on the things that we value.
我们通常都会尽力做到最好，有最好的表现。
For things that we think are important, we often will try our very best to do our very best.
那好像一个年轻人要出去找工作。
For example, if a young man wants to go out to find a job.
你有一份工作，你非常喜欢这个公司，条件非常优厚，而且福利非常的好。
If the young person really likes his job, it is, has a lot of benefits and it is a very good job.
你非常希望得到这份工作。
And you hope to receive this job.
你也非常喜欢这家公司。
And you really like the company as well.
这家公司给了你机会，收到你的履历表，给你面谈。
And this company received your resume and gave you a chance for an interview.
你收到他们的邀请的时候啊，心蹦蹦跳啊，兴奋得不得了啊，晚上都睡不着。
When you receive their invitation for an interview, you are so excited and your heart is beating very fast and you can't even sleep at night.
结果到了面谈的那一天
，and on the day of the interview,
你一定是西装笔挺、整整齐齐、干干净净，提早到达，准备了，用最好的态度来面对你这个重要人生的关键，不是吗
？You would get prepared early and put on your very best suit and go there and.Put on your very best interview. Wouldn't that be what you do?
你不会说啊，哎呀，我太喜欢，我太重视了。哎，穿着拖鞋，穿着短裤，穿着那个背心，穿着那个背心就来了。
You wouldn't say this job is so great, it's so important to me, and just wear flip flops and a vest and just arrive.
哇，吊儿郎当的，叮叮咚咚这样进去啊，也没有洗脸，也没有刷牙，说哦，我非常重视这个工作。
And not be dressed well at all, and just don't really care about the job.
人如果真正重视，他就会特别用心。
If a person think something is important, they will put a lot of care into it.
所以如果你真的重视献祭,
so if we think that the sacrifice is truly important,
你把它当作一个非常重要的事情来对待,
if we treat it as something that is very important,
自然而然你就会希望把最好的摆上。
Naturally, we will want to offer the very best.
所以当我们来到教会侍奉神,
so when we come to the church to worship God,
当我们在追求信仰来参与圣工,
when we are pursuing after our faith and participating in holy work,
一样的是态度决定我们最后侍奉的价值。
The same way, our attitude will determine the value of our service.
神不是需要你我非常的有能力或者是非常的聪明。
God doesn't need us to be very capable and very smart.
哥林多前书已经告诉我们了。
First Corinthians already tells us.
保罗说啊，这些被招来的啊，有能力的不多，有智慧的不多，有口才的也不多啊。
Paul already says that those who are called, many are not very wise, many are not very eloquent.
啊，所以啊，没有人能够在神面前自夸说，我了不起，我聪明，我太有能力了。
So no one can boast before God and say that we are very capable.
啊，但是神要的是什么？
But what is it that God wants?
他说神所要的就是忠心有敬畏的人啊。
What God wants are those who are faithful, those who fear God.
神希望他所要的工人是把这些圣工看得很重，而且非常用心努力。
The workers that God wants are those workers who treat His work as very important and put their heart into it.
不管到最后成果如何，
whether the work that they do is successful or not，
也不管这个工人的能力有多大，
or it doesn't matter how capable this worker is，
那他的努力的精神就会蒙到神的悦纳。
But the level of effort, the heart they put in, will be accepted by God.
所以在这里讲说，你所献的必须要没有残疾。
And that's why it's recorded here that what we offer must be without blemish.
没有残疾不是告诉你我说等我们完全了再来做圣工啊。
Without blemish doesn't mean that we need to wait until we're perfect and then come serve God.
因为这样子你永远都不需要做圣工。
Because if that's the requirement, none of us have to ever do any holy work.
因为你永远都不可能完全。
Because we will never become perfect.
天下人间只有一位是完全的。
Under the sky, there's only one person who is perfect.
就是道成肉身的耶稣基督而已。
That is Lord Jesus, who is the Word who became flesh.
除了耶稣以外，没有人是完全的。
Aside from Lord Jesus, no one is perfect.
所以当你一直说，哎呀，等到我完全了，等到我完美了，我再来做圣工。
So when we say we will serve God and do His holy work when we are perfect,
有时候只是一种逃避压力、逃避责任的一种借口而已。
Sometimes this is only an excuse that we use to escape responsibility.
所以什么叫做没有残疾？
So what does it mean to be without blemish?
没有残疾不是你完美。
Without blemish doesn't mean that you are complete and perfect.
没有残疾是你已经尽心尽力了。
Without blemish means that you have put all your heart and mind into it.
说神啊，我所能够做的不多。
You can say to God, what I can do is not a lot.
但是我都给你了。
But whatever I have, I give to you.
就像那个献上两个小钱的妇人一样。
Just like the woman who gave the two small coins.
她完美吗？
Is she perfect?
她不完美啊。
She is not perfect.
她有她的软弱，她有她的缺点。
She has her own weaknesses, her own flaws.
她做了很多吗？
Has she done a lot?
她也没有做很多啊。
She hasn't done a lot.
因为她只有两个小钱可以献上啊。
She only has two small coins to offer.
但是为什么主耶稣特别称赞她呢？
But why is it that Lord Jesus praised her?
因为她已经尽力了。
Because she had put forth her all.
因为尽力，所以成为完全。
Because she has tried her best, so she has become perfect.
因为全心，所以没有残疾。
Because she has put all her heart into it, she is without blemish.
这个是我们所要学习跟追求的。
This is what we must learn and pursue after.
所以在这里第一个要求，
So the first requirement,
就是我们要用心尽力的来为主付出。
That we have to use all our heart and try our best to serve God.
自然而然就要成为那没有残疾的祭物。
And naturally we will become that offering without blemish.
第二个要求，
And the second requirement,
我们看回来利未记的第一章，
Let us turn back to Leviticus chapter 1,
第四节，
Verse 4。
第四节
Verse 4、
在这里说他要按手在燔祭牲的头上，燔祭便蒙悦纳，为他赎罪。第五节、他要在神面前宰公牛啊。在这里讲到第二个要求。
Here it mentions the second requirement.
就是当你今天来到神面前献燔祭。
And that is when we come before God to make the burnt offering.
因为你主动的追求，希望能够成为更好。
Because we proactively pursue after God and we want to become better.
啊，在这里，在这里告诉我们说，你就要把手放在这个公牛的头上。
Here it says that then you need to put your hand on the head of the male calf.
然后你要亲手宰了这只公牛啊。
And you need to personally kill the bull.
他说哇，你的奉献就要，你的祭物就要蒙悦纳。
If you do this, your offering will be accepted.
你的罪就要蒙赦免。
And your sin will be atoned.
所以在这里告诉我们，今天祭物你献祭要蒙悦纳的第二个要求。
So it tells us the second requirement.For our offering to be accepted.
以手按头，就是把你的罪跟错误归到这只牛的身上啊。
To put our hand on the head of the bull means that we transfer our sins and our mistakes onto this bull.
然后让这一只牛来为你代死啊。
And we allow this bull to die for in our place.
啊，但是在这之前有一个先决条件。
But there is a prerequisite.
就是你要知道自己有罪。
We must know that we have sin.
因为你知道自己有罪。
Because we know we have sin.
所以你手按在这只牛的头上，让它代替你作为赎罪的祭物。
So we put our hand on this bull so that this bull can become a sin, a sacrifice for our sins.
啊，但是如果你觉得我没有罪啊。
But if you think that you do not have any sin.
啊，我很好啊。
You feel that you are very good.
你看啊，我又聚会又拜神，我又奉献，我又参与圣工。
You feel that you have come attended service, you worship God, you make offerings, you do holy work.
啊，当一个人常常觉得自己很完美。
When a person feels that they are very good already.
哦，或者觉得说自己没有什么需要改进的地方。
Or they feel that there is nothing for them to improve on.
啊，甚至常常做比较，觉得说，哎呀，我至少比其他人好吧。
And sometimes they might make comparisons and say to themselves, at least I'm better than so and so.
你看，我有来教会，我总比那个没有来聚会的好。
Look at me, I come to church, I'm better than those who don't come at all.
你看，我有祷告啊，总比那些在家里不祷告的人好。
Or look at me, I pray, I'm better than those who don't pray at home.
你看，我有做圣工，总比那些不参与圣工的人好。
Or look at me, I'm doing holy work, I'm better than those who don't participate.
我说，当我们的信仰当中只剩下不断的比较。
If all we have in our faith is just endless comparison,
而且总觉得说自己很 OK 啦，不用太认真。
Or we keep feeling that we are okay and we don't have to try too hard.
因为你觉得自己没有什么需要啦。
Because we feel that there is no need.
你自然不会想要把手放在燔祭牲的头上。
Then naturally you won't want to put your hand on this burnt offering.
你不认为你需要认罪悔改。
Because you don't think that you need to confess and repent for your sins.
自然不会献燔祭求赦免。
And naturally, you won't want to offer the burnt offering and seek forgiveness.
哦，所以在这里第二个要求就是要认知到人的有限跟我们自己的软弱。
So the second requirement is that we have to acknowledge our own human weakness.
然后来到神面前恳求神的帮助跟赦免。
And come before God and beg God for His forgiveness and help.
就借着神的恩典的怜悯，我们就可以重新开始，重新得到力量。
And through the grace and mercy of the Lord, we can receive strength again and be renewed.
哦，所以一个人一定要先认识到自己的不足。
So a person must first understand and acknowledge their weaknesses.
就像保罗所说。
Just like Paul says.
保罗说：“我什么时候软弱？”
Paul says, "Whenever I am weak,
我就可以靠主成为刚强。
I can rely on the Lord to become strong."
啊，但是如果你常常觉得自己很刚强，
but if you often feel that you are very strong,
你就会没有神而不断的软弱。
Then you will not have God and continue to be weak.
所以今天你要认识到自己有罪。
So today we have to come to know that we have sin.
手放在祭牲的头上，让他为你赎罪。
We have to put our hand on the head of the burnt offering so that it can atone for our sins.
可是这里有多加了一个条件啊。
But there is an extra requirement added here.
这里说，这个人要在神面前宰公牛哦。
It says here that this person shall kill the bull before the Lord.
我们有时候有个错误的观念。
Sometimes we have a wrong concept.
我们觉得献祭啊，就是啊，哇，这个一个人来到圣殿，然后把牛牵给啊，祭司全包啊。
Sometimes we think that the offering is where a person brings their animal of sacrifice and give it to the priest, and the priest does everything.
但是这里讲说不是哦。
But it says here that is not the case.
这个牛是谁杀的？
Who kills the bull?
他说这个献祭的人要亲自动手啊。
The person who is making the offering has to kill the bull himself.
不是祭司杀的哦。
It is not the priest who kills the bull.
而是你这个献祭的人要自己动手。
But you, the person making the offering, has to do this.
这句话告诉我们什么意思？
So what does this teach us?
告诉我们说，我们现在知道自己有软弱。
It tells us that if we understand that we have weaknesses,
我们也知道要靠神的能力使我们能够得到力量。
And we understand that we have to rely on the strength of God,
能够得到刚强。
To become strong,
我们感谢神使我们能够得到赦免。
So we can give thanks to God that we can receive forgiveness.
神的保险为我们打开洗罪的泉源。
The precious blood of God has opened the fountain of salvation for us.
但是不代表你什么事都不用做啊。
But it doesn't mean that we don't have to do anything ourselves.
这里讲说你要起来自己动手杀了这只牛。
It says here that you have to stand up, you have to kill the bull with your own hands.
就是你知道你自己有问题，你知道你的软弱，你就要努力去克服它。
That means that if you know you have weaknesses, you know you made mistakes, you have to overcome it yourself.
基督徒的人生是积极的人生。
The life of a Christian is a very active life.
我努力追求。
You are striving very hard.
我尽力改变。
You are trying your best to change.
但是我不足的地方，主啊，求你加添力量，使我能够得着更新的生命。
But where I am falling short, I ask God to help me so that I can be renewed.
从来不是坐在那里啊，什么都不用做啊，跟祭司讲，你去杀，你去杀。 你就帮我祷告就好了嘛。
It is not a life where you simply sit on the side and not do anything and tell the priest, you go kill the bull.
有时候我们在带学生灵恩会的时候。
Sometimes when we're leading the students in the student spiritual convocation.
或者是在处理一些教会当中信徒软弱的状况。
Or maybe dealing with issues where believers are weak in their faith.
常常发现那个帮你祷告的人比你认真多啦。
Sometimes you might discover that those who are praying for you are trying harder than you yourself.
叫小朋友学生在求圣灵。
When the students are praying for the Holy Spirit.
跟你那一组你的组员都在帮你祷告求圣灵。
When all your fellow teammates on your team are praying for you for the Holy Spirit.
甚至为你进食祷告。
And even fast and pray for you.
结果你自己不在那里啊，你跑去聊天啊，跑去吃饭啊。
But you yourself is not praying with them, but you're chatting or going eating.
这样子是没有用的啊。
If you do this, then your efforts are futile.
虽然有人在帮你祷告。
Even though others are praying for you.
但是关键是在你的身上。
But the key lies within yourself.
你要起来面对你的软弱。
You have to stand up and face your own weakness.
你要起来靠着神给你的勇气来处理你的问题。
You have to stand up and with the courage that God gives you, deal with your problem.
你要起来把这只牛杀掉。
You have to stand up and kill this bull.
然后把它献给神。
And offer it to God.
所以今天一个基督徒一定是积极地面对自己的不足。
So today a Christian is a person who is very active in dealing with their shortcomings.
虽然知道自己软弱。
Even though they know that they might be weak.
但是却不失望，不放弃。
But they will not grow discouraged, they will not give up.
也不会灰心。
And they will not become downtrodden.
因为虽然我软弱, 但是我背后的神非常的刚强。
Because even though I am weak, but God who is behind me is strong.
虽然我没有能力克服, 但是我努力靠着神的帮助, 我就能够达到。
Even though I don't have the ability to overcome it, but if I strive hard, God will help me.
但是你一定要动手。
But you have to you have to get up and do it.
所以你起来，你动手，神就给你力量，让你改变。
If you get up and you kill the bull yourself, then God will give you the strength to change.
这是圣经当中给我们的观念。
This is the concept that the Bible gives us.
也是帮助我们信仰路上不断前进的方法。
And it is also the way to help us to continue to strive forward in our faith.
我们千万不要把祷告当作逃避的借口哦。
Let us not treat prayer as an excuse to escape.
你做错事情了。
That when you do something wrong.
你得罪人了。
That when you have offended someone.
你就说，可是我祷告了啦，我已经跟神说了。
You might say, but I prayed about it, I already told God.
我知道我错了啦，可是我已经跟神说了。
I already know I made a mistake, but I already told God.
好像这样就没事了。
As if this resolves the matter.
我良心平安啊，我已经跟神讲了，你还想要怎样？
My conscience is clear, I already told God. What else do you want me to do?
这是一种自我欺骗的良心平安啊。
This is a type of self-deception.
因为什么叫做祷告？
Because what is prayer?
为什么要给你圣灵？
Why does God give us the Holy Spirit?
就是你在软弱当中跪下来为你的罪来忏悔。
That in our weakness we can kneel down and pray and repent for our sins.
然后靠圣灵的帮助得到力量，站起来去面对你所制造的问题。
And through the help of the Holy Spirit we can receive strength and we can stand up and deal with the problems that we have caused.
说错话、做错事、得罪人，有勇气去处理、去道歉、去面对。
If we have said this wrong thing, we have offended a person.If we have done something wrong, we will have the courage to face it and try to correct it.
这才是神赐给我们圣灵的原因啊。
This is the reason why God gave us the Holy Spirit.
不是让我们躲在圣灵的背后。
Not for us to hide behind the Holy Spirit.
然后自我安慰说，可是我祷告过了啦。
And to just comfort ourselves and say, but we have prayed already.
哦，所以你要起来，自己动手宰了这一只公牛。
So we have to get up and kill the bull with our own hands.
然后靠着神的帮助，你的献祭就要蒙悦纳，你就要得到力量。
And through the help of God, our sacrifice will be accepted by God.
我们下午继续。
Let us continue in the afternoon.
一起来唱诗241首。
Let us sing hymn 241.
当中我们特别为一些身体欠安、有在病痛当中的、弟兄姐妹跟慕道朋友来祷告。
In our prayer, let us especially pray for the brothers and sisters and true seeking friends who are ill in health.
求主耶稣能够看顾他们、能够不断的带领跟照顾。
We ask Lord Jesus to watch over them and to continue to guide and help them.
也特别要为在三月中的灵恩布道会来祷告。
And let us also especially pray for spiritual convocation in March.
求主耶稣让我们每一个人都在神家有用。
We ask Lord Jesus to help us that all of us are useful in the house of God.
不管是做什么样的圣工。
No matter what we are doing.
都求主耶稣能够让我们成为合他心意的好工人。
We ask Lord Jesus to help us to become a good worker after his own heart.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.